Ann Coulter, Idiot Republicans Surrender When Democrats Mouth the Word Racism. By Robert Krajicek on March 6, 2019. Ann Coulter lamented Republican weakness in the face of accusations of racism from Democrats and the broader left in a Wednesday-aired interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. The status quo of demographic change is an existential threat to American cultural continuity, warned Coulter. I judge all politicians on their stand on the most important issue of our era and generation, and it decides whether America lives or dies, said Coulter. That is immigration. Listen. Coulter continued, so I've been, for a long time, pretty tough on Rand Paul, because he was terrible on immigration. He was Mr. Amnesty, remember? He was taking Rupert Murdoch to the Kentucky Derby, and Rupert Murdoch is famously open borders. Coulter went on, so I'm not wild about Rand Paul's instincts on these things, but he actually has been great on a lot of other issues. He's very good on the don't start wars around the globe issue for no purpose, killing off our best Americans. He's been fantastic on that. Coulter added, I'm hesitant to be too critical. But I think, Rand Paul, is going back to being. I'm going to be Mr. Principled Libertarian and please admire me for my principles. Which is good, you can all slap one another on the back when we're in the gulags together because you're about to wreck our country. Illegal immigration and the southern border's porousness duly constitute a national emergency, assessed Coulter. On its face, I think it's a nonsense position to say this isn't a national emergency. Look at the other national emergencies Rand Paul has signed off on. I tweeted a few of them last night. We still have like 28 active national emergencies. Things like transferring property to anyone who would upset the Middle East peace process or who would upset peace in the Balkans, who would upset the ongoing negotiations in Zimbabwe. How many Americans are going to die if we don't call any of those national emergencies? Any? Would one American so much as be inconvenienced by anything that happens in the Congo or Zimbabwe? Those are national emergencies. Rand Paul's happy to sign on to those. But here we have a literal national emergency that president after president, Congress after Congress, has refused to deal with. That's why Donald Trump was elected. Illegal aliens are consuming vast public resources so that hospitals and schools in local tax areas are just having to shut down normal government services. This is actually harming Americans in a way that, I promise you, nothing in the Congo, Zimbabwe, or with Jared's Middle East peace process is going to affect any American. This is an actual national emergency. Coulter dismissed warnings from ostensibly principled conservatives against a presidential declaration of a national emergency regarding illegal immigration and border insecurity. When you remember how unpopular Democrats' ideas are, do not fall for the nonsense about how they will implement those ideas through a national emergency, Coulter remarked. No, they won't. They'll have an administrative agency do it. They'll go to a court to do it. No president is going to declare a national emergency for the Green New Deal. It won't happen. Democrats support the status quo of both lawful and unlawful immigration in order to design more favorable demographics for their electoral fortunes, explained Coulter. Republicans, added Coulter, quickly acquiesce when accused of racism by Democrats and their allies. Democrats know exactly what they're doing. It's these idiot Elmer Fudd Republicans. Most of them, all you have to do is mouth the word racism. It could be for anything. It could be for, you took my parking spot, racist. They just wither and collapse and produce a form letter of apology. That was one of the things that was so great about Trump. He didn't back down just because the media was yelling at him or using the R word. But yeah, the Republicans refuse to take this seriously as state after state goes blue. I mean, look at the state of California. It's the state that gave us Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan. It cannot elect a Republican, now. Now, the only hope for that state is to give Kim Jong-un the coordinates. It is so far gone. The status quo of demographic change benefits Democrats' political ambitions by design, Coulter pointed out. She said, it might work with their voters. They have an all-new base, now. I've been sort of amused watching Republicans continuing to talk about taxes and socialism. No, look at the voters they brought in. What now forms the base of the Democrat Party? They come from countries, by and large, with no tradition of democracy. It's not as if they're running out and going to candidates' forums to figure out where they stand on this or that issue. No, they're told to vote a certain way. They're used to authoritarians. They're used to being bossed around. They're told, vote for, you know, whomever, Kamala Harris. Coulter will be speaking at the Forum Club of the Palm Beaches in North Palm Beach, Florida, on Monday, February 11. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.